Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is April 10th, 2025, and on today's episode, Evonik welcomes its newest executive board member to North America. Our Wisconsin site is recognized locally as the Large Business of the Year, and our Mobile, Alabama site works to inspire a new generation of STEM leaders. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, North America welcomes new board member Lauren Chelson to the Americas region. Appointed to the Evonik Executive Board on April 1st, Lauren Chelson will lead the new Custom Solutions segment and also focus on innovation and the Americas region. Born in the United States, she has over 20 years of experience at Evonik and a background in chemical engineering and business administration. Chelson recently traveled to the Americas for the first time in her new role.
Yeah, so it was super important for me that as of April 1st, taking over the responsibility for the America region, that I get a feel for how things are running here, what's important to the colleagues. And on top of that, one of my main focuses of the BLs that I'm responsible for, we actually have the business line based out of North America. That's our healthcare business, which is a really clever place to put healthcare. I think the North American market is quite strong.
In her new position, Chelson aims to ensure that Evonik remains competitive and innovative, especially in the Americas.
It's an important market for us, and we have invested over the last years in several acquisitions. So the Porocell business, the PeroxyChem business, the Huber business, where we have a lot of asset footprint here, a lot of capabilities, a lot of know-how that we've acquired, an Air Products acquisition in 2017, that you see our commitment to the region and making sure that we are able to run our business and develop our business, what the local needs are, is important for Evonik.
Chelson often emphasizes the importance of collaboration and responsiveness to customers' needs.
I sat with one-on-one with several of the business line representatives in the region that basically laid out where they have new customer projects that are ongoing or where they will require CapEx in the future to be able to grow business here in North America. It was just really important for me to spend some time here. It's a bit of a whirlwind tour, so I try to get a flavor of the Americas as broad as it is in a pretty short period of time and then bring it with me to get a good start in the new role.
Next, Evonik's site in Milton, Wisconsin was honored with the Large Business of the Year Award by the Milton Area Chamber of Commerce. This prestigious award is presented annually to businesses that demonstrate a strong commitment to both business success and community support, highlighting exemplary customer service, product knowledge, and community engagement. Site manager Scott Gestrick accepted the award, which reflects the dedication of the Milton team to safety, diversity, and engaging with the local community.
The award recognizes Evonik for being a great partner in the community, from sponsorship of the local 4th of July parade to relationships built with local ERT groups to scholarships at Blackhawk Technical College and various other activities. Evonik's contributions make a difference. Furthermore, it recognizes our people for not only what they do inside the confines of the plant, but also what they are doing out in the community. From liquid nitrogen demonstrations at local schools to the United Way Day of Caring, to volunteering at local shelters and coaching area sports teams, Evonik people are making a difference day in and day out in people's lives. I was both humbled and blessed with the opportunity to accept the award on behalf of Evonik.
Lastly, our Mobile, Alabama site recently hosted the Community Career Education Forum, or CCEF, an open house event designed to highlight the importance of STEM educational programs and careers in manufacturing and trading. This initiative aimed to engage students in grades 6 through 8 by providing hands-on experiences that foster interest in these critical fields. The event featured career booths, exhibits from local organizations, and hands-on activities for coding, robotics, and chemistry, such as making bouncing polymer balls at Evonik's pop-up science booth. By raising awareness and providing exposure to various STEM fields, CCEF helps students and their families make informed decisions about future opportunities in manufacturing, industry and engineering, and advanced information technology. As Madeline Cowles, a process engineer at Mobile, explains.
The CCEF event is really fantastic. I think one of the best things for these kids is just the exposure to all of the different career paths that are out there. It's something that gets emphasized later in life, maybe in high school or in college, but it's exciting to see our community coming together and exposing these kids early to see and help unlock their potential even earlier in their lives.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.